Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Monday morning. And Alan, on Sunday, on Face the Nation, former President George W. Bush said his brother, Jeb, is, quote, wrestling with the decision about whether to undertake the presidential campaign in 2016, doing so at about 50-50.
Well, let me put it this way. I think it's too early for anybody to declare. You won't find Hillary Clinton declaring for a while, but she's making all the sounds of a declared person as she has the compulsory listening tour going on right now. These are things, there are committees that are set up to sponsor her. It does look to me as if there's going to be a shootout here between Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush. Look, the members of the Republican Party who did so well in these past elections did so, they say, we're hearing, because they were able to keep the crazies from the far right away and go back to the middle class roots of the Republican Party, which is where the votes are, and they were able to win that way. So the Republicans have a choice. They can take a moderate person who have conservative views, nevertheless, a Bush, and bring him in the same way that they recruited middle-class Senate candidates or people who would appeal to the middle class, or they can go to the far right. And a lot is going to depend on what the electorate does and who runs in the primary season, because, you know, quite frequently the party can cut its own throat when the people on the activist side, either the ultra-liberals in the Democratic Party or the ultra-conservatives in the Republican Party, make their views known and select people who can't win. So my bet is Bush will run. I think the party will push him. There's always been some recalcitrance on his part to do it. Nobody really knows why. Everybody has theories. And on the other side, it'll be Hillary. I think in that matchup, Hillary's going to win. I'll be honest with you, I heard Jeb Bush. I was sort of always thought he had a certain amount of appeal. But I heard him the other day on mass media, and I have to tell you, I wasn't terribly impressed.
Another man that you talked to who has been at least discussing the possibility is Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders.
Well, David, your point is well taken. Bernie Sanders says he is definitely thinking about running for president. He thinks somebody has to pull the party and the American electorate and the Democratic Party over to the left. Now, remember, Bernie Sanders is an independent. He's not a Democrat. And if he chooses to run as a Democrat in the Democratic primary, that's one thing. But if he runs as an independent, there's always the possibility he'll pull votes away from Hillary Clinton in the final election, in the national election. So my bet is that he will not endanger the possibility of a Democratic victory in the next election. I have great admiration for Bernie Sanders. I think he's a man who thinks, but he also is a guy who wants to keep everybody watching what's really going on in the government here and what has really happened to the American middle class.